This podcast is brought to you by High Five Tom, a proud family member of
Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
And honored to be part of
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
High Five Tom.
And then maybe you just say hi to him if you can, if possible.
It's impossible. It's impossible to say hi. Hi, Tom. Wish you were here. You have a good friend, Sarah, who's bought you this limited edition, one of only a couple left here in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Also, he does have a podcast. He talks about you all the time. He talks very highly of you on there.
That's good.
So I just wanted to join me and give you one of those.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Listen, fatty, the last thing your waistline needs is another Twinkie.
Just sit there. Ring of Honor is coming right back.
All right, what up, High Fivers? It's your boy, High Five Tom, and I've got Derry, New Hampshire's favorite adopted son, and as Scott George always reminds us, never, ever, ever, ever from Pinkerton Academy, Mr. Will Mercier Jr. Will, how are you today?
Doing all right, Tom. It's International Cat Day. We both got cats.
We do.
I feel like a lot of our constituents have cats.
If they don't, they should.
It's a great day to go adopt a cat. Today, as you're listening to this, go adopt a cat.
Yeah. I don't remember, does Brendan have a cat?
I don't know if Brendan has any pets. I don't think he's ever talked about it.
So, yeah, usually most people who have pets usually talk about it. I have a feeling there's an allergy involved in there. But spoiler alert, we haven't hammered out a date yet, but you will be able to hear the Irish Misfits dulcet tones a couple times coming up here before the end of the year.
Yeah.
So
soon.
You're going to have to stay tuned, or you can subscribe to our text message through our non-existent spy on our text messages through our non-existent Patreon. Just kidding. We still don't have a Patreon.
What would we use the money for?
Yeah, I don't know. We could use it. Well, I mean, we should probably get shirts. I should probably get more stickers made. Probably get some merch going.
Shirts would be fun. I think they definitely have to be like a pre-order thing. Engage them in how many we actually
right
would want to make.
Yeah, and I've got a guy, so we can do piecemeal. I'll say, hey, I need.
Don't want to be sitting on 50 extra smalls in the trunk of the Subaru.
Yeah, just the issue is with the. I mean. It's tough black on black like that, though.
Yeah, we'd have to figure it out.
So, I don't know what you will, but I have more than one black t-shirt in my closet.
I may have a few. I'd say it's safe to say I have a handful.
Yeah. But Will, you'll get a kick. I had a little anecdote I didn't even tell you in pre-production here. So, on our trip, I think we discussed on air that we had purchased 67 books and comic books on our trip. And then I went to our local library yesterday to pick up Faith and I's Halloween movie. We're watching Alien this year.
Very nice. I approve.
She has not seen it, and I've only seen it once, much like the thing. I was watching it, while I was at work, so I definitely have to revisit it here. But yeah, I ended up buying, I think 8 DVDs and I think 11 books from, the used book sale thing.
This man can't be stopped.
I was like, son of a bitch.
I can't say much. Books keep coming in. I got a fifth long box, the heavy duty plastic ones to put books in. And I said, finally, all the books are put away. Except they're not, Tom. There's a whole other stack I missed. And here's the thing, more keep coming every week.
Yeah.
Shit, Joe bought me two more today. He's like, I picked you these up. It's like, I'm so happy. But at the same time, I'm curious to see because my shop changed up how orders are submitted. So I'm curious to see if it affects how consistently I get stuff and if I get the stuff I'm actually trying to get.
Ooh, blue
We
jeans
shall
are,
see.
yeah. We shall see. Yeah, it was just funny. And did you ever watch the show Castle? Have you ever heard of it?
The Nathan Fillion show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
I've seen bits and pieces. I've never sat down and watched it though. Nathan Fillion, one of my favorite Green Lanterns.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, I just had to chuckle. It was because the whole Richard Castle series was there at the library, so I was like, I mean, all right. I mean, I'm not gonna read them. I'm just gonna pass. I did read one of them once.
Have you ever read any of the Parker novels?
No.
I feel like I should try to find one. I did pick up a not comic book from the library the other day. I'm like, oh, this sounds neat. I like the premise of another book that so much that I bought it from the same author. I never read it, but it's under 100 pages, so I should. It's at my reading level. But Darwin Cook, comic artist, did a bunch of adaptations of these Parker novels, and they're like, I don't. He's not like a spy. I think it's more like mob kind of stuff, crime kind of stuff. But he does it in like it's all in like blue tone, so it's not like black and white. It's like that like soft, almost teal blue over like the beige paper.
Yeah.
Sick. But it's like I should check out the actual book to see what the source material's like.
Interesting. Yeah, and actually I was listening to last podcast on the left. They actually had Joe Hill on for a quick fun little interview, so
Yeah, his new book just came out too.
yeah.
I couldn't get into the last podcast on the left. I tried. Just wasn't for me.
Yeah, the interviews are good. Yeah, it's definitely can be a little tough sometimes. So I mean, they lean a little too heavy on the comedy sometimes, but
I should give it another whirl because a certain podcast that rhymes with blinding blizzards. Didn't I maybe necessarily wasn't hooked from the first episode. It took a little time, and now I don't have a Shining Wizards tattoo, but I mean,
not yet.
I wear the merch every wrestling show I go to. Talk
Shoot.
about it all the time. I use my Shining Wizards pens.
I do use the shit out of a Shining Wizards pen.
Those pens that the street team got that SJ sent out, those are some they're a nice fucking pen.
Yeah. I use it every day.
I was using it every day and then I lost it. Right now I've still got one of my Spider-Man four color changing pens.
That's fun.
The Spider-Man has mostly wiped away, but whenever someone's like, can I use the pen or can I use a pen? I pull out my helmet and say, great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
And then they always hand it right back to me after.
That's good shit, pal. Good shit, pal.
Tom, you know what's not good shit? The shit we watched this week.
Was interesting.
There's glory and honor in the name, but it's in the name alone.
In Dayton, Ohio, which is usually a pretty good wrestling town.
We were at the Montgomery Country Fairgrounds.
Yeah, I've actually seen wrestling in Dayton, Ohio, for Rockstar Pro. But yeah, that was it's gonna be an interesting ride this week for Glory by Honor. So interesting, we're actually gonna skip TV and double up on TV next week for all the High Fivers.
It's really your loss that you didn't watch an episode of TV this week. TV was good.
Yeah, I was gonna do it today. Well, I just, yeah.
It's all good.
Next, I was actually pretty proactive because I started watching Glory Bonner like on Saturday.
Well, you started watching both of them early because you were curious as to what happens with the saga of Steve Carino.
Yeah, so, we will speak much more on Steve Carino in upcoming episodes. But Will, we got a couple of questions of Dishonored. Do we cover all of Freed's this round of questions?
I believe we did.
Okay. Freed, if we didn't, you know how to get a hold of us. But yeah, as of right now, the Jays and Dodgers are tied 2-2 after an
Oh
18-game
no, what
saga.
a unreal.
Yeah, show Ohtani got on base 9 times in
Well,
one.
because they're just walking him now. Walking him like a fucking dog, Tom.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
Ooh.
when they first signed that contract, I was like, man, that guy is way overpaid, but maybe not. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if we see a $1 billion sports contract in our lifetimes. So
Oh, it'll happen. It won't mean anything by the time the head sent him out, but
$1 billion. That's a lot of money.
yeah.
So, yeah, I'd been better at sport ball. But yeah, but anyways, let's do Rob's first.
You'll have to carry me through this one a little bit.
See, I missed the
It
car.
is It is not, so I think that's the new one that Netflix did it not that long ago, whoever did not that long ago.
Well, the college years, I think, that was pretty long ago.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the source material, but Rob's question. As of mentioning Saved by the Bell on 196, if we had to recast Saved by the Bell college years, the 2015 Ring of Honor roster. Tom, who are we casting? I have never seen any Saved by the Bell.
Oh, so Zach, oh, looks like a solid chunk of the returning cast actually did come back. Bob Golic? No shit. Saved by the Bell college years. Have you seen Mario Lopez recently?
No, he doesn't stop into the store anymore like he used to.
It only ran for one season. 93 to 94.
Just didn't catch on. I was like 3 years old.
See, I thought just Screech was on it, but Milwaukee's own Screech, Dustin Diamond, rest in
Dustin
peace.
Diamond. It's kind of a douche.
Yeah, my friend Jason actually trained him for his kickboxing match with Danny Bonaducci.
That sounds like something he'd do.
Let's see here. Appearance, Saved by the Bell, the sex tape, other work. He was a host at the Gathering of the Juggalos, the 12th annual Gathering of the Juggalos.
Whoop whoop.
Professional wrestling care. Yeah. Appeared at
He did
Memphis.
like some celebrity wrestling thing.
Well, he appeared at Memphis Championship Wrestling in April 2000. He appeared on NWA TNA's Asylum weekly pay-per-view in 2002. Hulk Hogan Celebrity Championship Wrestling. Wow. Where was the kickboxing? Huh. Okay. Okay. All right. So yeah, it looks like a solid chunk. Just Elizabeth Berkley and who played Jesse and Lark Voorhees were not, but so we got Zach Morris. It's gotta be, it's tough. I mean, Zach Morris, is it Matt Taven or is it Adam Cole? Definitely Matt Taven. Definitely Matt Taven. I mean, he's actually probably born and bred to play that role. AC Slater, the friendly, the nice guy, smiling jock guy, and like I said, yeah, Mario Lopez looks exactly the same as he did back then. So I don't know what he's doing with himself. Let's see, we got AC Slater, so the jock type. Mike Bennett? No, Bennett's kind of an asshole. Slater's kind of nice. Not Jay Lethal, not Dijak. I gotta come back to AC Slater. Screech. Screech is definitely gotta be played by Truth Martini. Yeah. Or it'd be funny if he's played by Jay Diesel, which would make absolutely positively no sense. And then Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Kelly Kapowski. Definitely, I mean, she's got to be played by, I mean, Maria. We'll go Maria. I don't remember. I thought the original.
Sorry about that.
No problem. I thought Mr. Belding was on there, but I guess not. I'm having a tough time casting AC Slater. So I got Matt Taven and Zach Morris. So I got Truth Martini, Screech Powers. Maria is Kelly Kapowski.
Is that Topanga?
No, Topanga's, that was on Boy Meets World.
Oh, my bad. See, I'm doing really bad at this.
Never watched that, by the way. I thought Mr. Belding, the original professor, was on the college years. Who'd be AC Slater? Smiley, happy go. I mean, I was thinking Mike Bennett, but Bennett's kind of a dick here. Definitely not Cole. Who's a stud athlete for Ring of Honor right now? Fuck it, for no other reason than just cause I'm gonna put Jay Lethal as AC Slater.
Why not?
But yeah, I'm kind of shocked it only ran for a year. Yeah, that show ended 31 years ago, Will, so it's on Tubi.
What is it?
Tubi is awesome. When was the original Saved by the Bell? '89. Oh, I'm thinking of Saved by the Bell, the new class. I think that's what it is. They've got Saved by the Bell Hawaiian style and Saved by the Bell Wedding in Las Vegas.
I didn't realize there were so many spin-offs.
What the hell? Yeah, only went for 4 seasons, but I mean, it ran so long. It was, I mean, it was after, was it kind of on after school for you guys too?
I mean, I guess it would have been, but I would have been 3 or 4 years old when it came out, Tom.
Yeah, because it went into syndication shortly after it ended. Wow, Wedding in Las Vegas. I'm trying to figure out if they said something from Netflix.
I think so. I was, it's a Boys Meets World thing.
Oh.
I don't know the difference.
Okay. I mean, I don't know either.
Sorry, Rob.
But as always, shout out to Rob. If you want your hashtag tank facts, I have that Rob's links are in the notes. And if you want to follow Rob and all the good shit that he's doing, just click on those show notes. But we got a question from the third member of this triumvirate.
Make sure you pick up the G.I. Joe books from Skybound. So when Mask makes its return, you can be like, hell yeah, Rob did it.
Yep. Rob, he, yeah. I'm trying to think of something funny to say. All right. You got Brendan's question up?
We do. So Brendan's question this week, what is one of two shows in or movies that are the most rewatchable for you?
Oh, Jesus.
So Brendan's answers is for show, it's the Venture Brothers. To me, that is absolutely the perfect show. I could rewatch it more times than I could. The Sopranos is a very close second. His YouTube shorts is full of clips from movies that I will watch. He will watch The Crow. every single time it's on TV. Followed close by that is Casino. I will sometimes see it on later at night and not turn it off because you can never turn it off.
The curl. Yeah, it's looks like 1994 was a big year for Brundin.
So my answer, kind of slightly similar. It's not the Venture Brothers, but I will put on, like, I will rewatch Justice League, Justice League Unlimited, which ran when I was in like middle school, early high school. The last time I rewatched it all, there was a lot I don't remember seeing when I had watched it through previously. But it's also something I just like to put on in the background. It's one of those things where it's like when you hit, it'll just keep playing and going through. But then when you hit an episode that like you really like, you like, oh, I'm gonna stop for like the 20 minutes from what I'm doing and like actually watch this one.
Right.
Like, I'll go back to the dishes after. My go-to movie? The movie I've probably seen more than any other movie, Tom. I would watch this. I used to watch this movie multiple times a day. Happy Gilmore. There is something about Happy Gilmore that is like, obviously, when you're like a younger teen, it's all like, Happy Gilmore. But because I watched it recently, because there was a day Brittany made the dare to be like, oh, I can pick the movie we watch. She wanted to watch a comedy, so I picked Happy Gilmore. She did not laugh as much as I did.
What'd you think of the second one?
I thought it was okay. It was a little. There was a little more to it than I thought there was going to be. There were some things I kind of wish they followed through with a bit more on, like his relapsing and drinking. I kind of wish was like a more like important thing.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny, amazing.
I had no idea that was Bad Bunny.
Had no idea he was going to have such a big role in the movie.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch was in it too.
Obviously, MJF was a star.
And MJF, yeah. I mean, it was okay. I was surprised at how much original footage from the first movie they chopped in there.
It was so on the nose, campy, over the top.
It wasn't trying to pretend that it wasn't a sequel to Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was just, like I said, it was so over the top. It was great. It didn't, like you said, it didn't take itself seriously. The Ben Stiller stuff was a little awkward, I thought. Other than that, I enjoyed
I mean,
it.
that was kind of weird too, yeah. I like that they brought the character back though.
Yeah. It's cool, and they brought back his wife. I'm spacing why I can't think of her name right now. Because it was really cool because they didn't think they were gonna recast her because obviously they thought she was gonna be too old, this, that, or the other thing. So, and I think his daughters in the show were all his actual daughters, I think.
At least
Oh,
one of them was.
no, yeah, no, it was, yeah, because they had one daughter, and then his other daughter was. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was great. I thought it was a lot of fun. It's something you could definitely turn your brain off. But man.
And that's why I like it. Like, it just like you can just go through. It's like the jokes are coming. It's kind of up there where we do a yearly rewatch around the holidays of My Cousin Vinny, because it was always on TV,
Yeah.
and her mom and her grandmother would watch it every year, and they'd both be hysterical before any of the jokes actually start. Like, the opening credits are rolling, and they're already laughing, anticipating the jokes that are coming. And that's another great movie. Like, if I would be willing to watch that anytime. There's never gonna be a time where I'm like, eh, that movie, I don't know. It's like, no, put it on. Let's do My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
I want to hear the Utes. I want to see the whole The whole department store is closed down from the flu. I want to see
Biological clock ticking.
my biological clock is ticking.
It was.
Oh, Marissa Tomei in that movie. God damn. Marissa Tomei now might even be better. It's incredible.
Yeah. Have you seen The Wrestler?
Of course, I've seen the rest of Tom. Bro, you seen Spider-Man where she's Aunt May? It's like, goddamn.
No, actually, I haven't.
The Tom Holland Spider-Man movie, she's Aunt May.
Yeah, just
Listen, there's another reason Tony Stark was visiting all the time. We'll just put it that way.
I yeah, they're yeah, she's brilliant in that. I had not seen that movie in forever, and I rewatched it pretty recently, and yeah, that movie definitely still holds up. Every time I get my car stuck, I kind of think of, getting, their car stuck in the mud. So, the stuttering lawyer. Good shit, pal. Good shit. So, I haven't even answered Brendan's question. Wow, there's so many. My comfort movie recently, because it's on Tubi and it was on Netflix. I mean, things are usually a lot have to do with access. Point Break, the original. I really enjoy it for some odd reason. It's just one of those movies I can just go watch, turn my brain off. I don't know if it's definitely not my favorite movie to rewatch, but I mean, there's so many. I mean, I do love The Crow. Plus, I've got some history with that. Faith and I went and saw that in the movie theater last year, so that was a lot of fun. I definitely agree with Brendan on The Sopranos. I have to do a rewatch. But personally for me, my biggest rewatching TV show wise though, is definitely The Wire. Love, love, love The Wire. My sister actually got me a book about The Wire for Christmas, kind of explaining everything. So I mean, I've done a deep dive on The Wire. I'm actually currently watching Homicide: Life on the Streets, which is like a Wire precursor. And I'm actually also watching The Deuce on HBO. Which was produced by David Simon. So basically, anything David Simon does, I can rewatch whenever. Deadwood is obviously very rewatchable. Let's see what that's not from HBO TV wise. I just finished Law and Order. Let's go back to movies. Sorry, I'm kind of scatterbrained here. Movies, 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 movies. There's just so many. I mean, I could watch Pulp Fiction every day. Ghostbusters. I mean, that's a nice thing about Tubi. You can kind of go back and watch these movies whenever. Another one, classic, kind of shut your brain off, a mid-90s kind of cult classic movie, Brain Scan. I really enjoyed that one. So yeah, there's just so much to pick for through, and it's so nice now with obviously with streaming services and everything that you can go back and rewatch all this stuff. So. Oh
Yeah,
man.
we haven't we fell off of watching The Wire. We'll have to start that back up soon.
I love The Wire. Yeah,
Way down in
definitely.
the
Yeah, Bunky. You do realize it's five different versions of that song. How many
Yeah.
seasons? Yeah.
We
How
are
far
to the
along?
third season.
Okay. Yeah, Bunky, me and my buddy Andy, we just do Bunk and McNulty quotes back and forth. And you see that guy in other TV. I said he. I mean, because when I did my Law and Order rewatch, I mean, everyone from The Sopranos is on there. Basically, everyone from The Sopranos except for James Gandolfini really show up in Law and Order. But yeah, that I can't remember the guy's real name, the she guy, but he's in there a bunch of times. But Lester Freeman from The Wire might be the coolest motherfucker of all time. So, I know I didn't really answer the question. I mean, I'll probably think of 15 different movies, but I mean, there's so many. I mean, I could watch. Well, I know we talked about last week, but Natural Born Killers. Obviously, Graham and I's favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard. Die Hard 3 is a surprisingly fun movie to watch. So,
Oh, that's it. Get out of here. Oh, I know. I'm a th Die Hard 3.
with Samuel Jackson.
Okay, I was thinking about the wrong one. I was thinking about it. The must have been the fourth one, like the more recent one.
Yeah, it definitely jumps the shark after. I mean, Bruce Willis is like jumping off the side of like jet airplanes.
Samuel Jackson one was the third. That's right.
Yeah. Hey Zeus, do I look Puerto Rican to you, motherfucker? Zeus, as in lightning, I'll shove a lightning bolt up your ass, Zeus. Good shit, pal. But shout out to Brendan. Obviously, you can hear Brendan pretty much every week on the Shining Wizards flagship show. We will have some Brendan here for some additional content coming up here in the very, very, very near future here of Ring of Honor Revelry. But Will, before we dive into this very unique quote unquote pay-per-view, Glory by Honor. Let's do our quick shout outs for everyone over at BGM. I do keep forgetting to put over the Take It Home podcast, Doc and Zach, former guests of this show, and Doc has actually been on every show that I've ever done. Are new to the network, so make sure you're checking out those guys. Doc, Zach, and sometimes Perch. Obviously, it's tough to get Perch because if you're not following Perch on former guest of the Shining Wizards, by the way, Rep Perch,
That's
dude's
right.
all over the place.
He's worldwide.
Yeah, legitimately. Yeah, he's pretty much the head ref at GCW, so shout out to Perch. We're not getting any of you from the top of the goalpost, but hopefully we get some Diesel and Chad content just for whatever. Good Cop, Bad Cop, the quote unquote flagship show of the Shining Wizards network here. So Matt Graham and this guy are creeping up on 350. Banned from ringside. Josh and I are recording Going Underground this week. Obviously Freeze is still rocking and rolling. It's got some new shit coming up. Am I missing anything from Visionaries Global Media?
I
Boy,
don't think so.
might be doing.
No, there hasn't been any Dungeons and Junkies lately.
No,
No
no,
Midwest Wrestling Roundup.
no. That might be doing some.
No Phoenix Splash.
That sucks. We need to get Big Dick Breckbat on here. So I mean, I'm glad I get to hear JCB. But obviously, shout out to everyone over the Shining Wizards Network. It was great to have 30 Screams or Less back this week.
Right, the Shelby Oaks, whatever it is, sounds very much up my alley.
Yeah,
I gotta check that
they're
out.
very excited about that.
I like the documentary style, like unlike Steven, so.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully we get these those guys on here. But shout out to the Mark Order. We have not talked about those guys enough recently, but Phil's actually recording as we speak because it's the 40-year anniversary of Dusty's world famous son of a plumber promo. But we'll be back on the other side of this great commercial break here for Glory by Honor from 2015.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Get G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
If you like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest-running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you tired of being lied to every day by the mainstream media?
Do you want to know what's really going on in the world?
Do you want to make up your own mind about things and not be told what to think or say?
Then listen to Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly anti-PC look at the world of entertainment and current events brought to you without censorship or filters.
You can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts, BitChute, and on ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
And also, we're a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
All right, well, I hope everyone enjoyed that great commercial block from the Shining Wizards Network. I do need to get that updated one of these days. I got to talk to Matt and Tony about that. But, yeah, well, Will and I are back. You guys don't know. It could have been an hour since last time and I Will talked. It could have been 30 seconds. You will just have to wonder. But, Will, glory by honor. I can't remember which number. 7, I think they said?
14.
14. So if you take 7 times 7, no, 7 plus 7. Wow, math, Tom. 14, no shit, huh?
That's what it says.
Wow, so this is one of their like beginning fucking pay-per-views. Well, we're going to get into that. Jesus fucking Christ. From Dayton, Ohio, like I said earlier, listen, I have seen wrestling in Dayton, Ohio, not necessarily at this building. Actually only 2 years after this, but October 24th, 2015. Couple days after Back to the Future Day, which Will has not seen.
I haven't seen it.
But we start off with we have alluded to it. Will says we're getting more of these. But Beer City Bruiser and our good friend Mr. Silas Young show up in a very nice rented. I'm assuming it's rented. It's got Michigan plates. And neither Silas or Beer City Bruiser are from Michigan at the time. But you never know. You're not a big fan of the Nissan Altima, though, Will, huh?
You know, it's just when I think of what kind of car a real man's going to pull up in.
Pickup truck.
A Nissan Altima wasn't it.
Yeah, fair enough. My first rental car ever was actually a Nissan Altima. I've enjoyed that car ever since.
But yeah, the Bruiser and Silas say, they got it going, but they're not going to carry their own bags, Tom. So they pop the trunk and pull out the boys.
Literally.
And wife beaters and jeans.
Literally,
like, tell them to carry the suitcase, and the two of them together try to haul off the beer keg that Beer City Bruiser throws over his shoulder.
This is not hyperbole. Yes, the boys were literally in the trunk
of the Nissan Altima.
I thought, I'm like, all right, this is a fun promo. This is a good way to start the show. Will, did you see the three Hammenegger's in the back, like trying to get on camera?
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, there's a couple guys in the parking lot that are just trying to say, oh, are they filming? What are they doing over there? You know, the looky lose, as the kids like to say. But Will, before we get into our opening match, do you still have the dark match up from?
I know everybody's really disappointed they did not get to see Kongo defeat Ken Phoenix.
Let me tell you the ways I do not miss Kongo. Yes, that pause was intentional, by the way. Yeah, a little disappointed. But after we go through the card, maybe not. But Will, our opening match, we've got a legitimate Women of Honor match. With a friend. Well, I don't know if it's friend of the show yet, but we'd like to be friends with Ian Riccoboni on the call, and Veda Scott. We've got Ray Lynn, who is still wrestling. Will and I both thought she was somebody else, but I don't think it was who either of us thought it was. Versus
a debuting
Kelly Klein, I think technically the newest member of the decade, technically.
They didn't really say that she's a decade adjacent, but I mean, she's accompanied by BJ Whitmer.
Make a long story short, I'm a big fan of Kelly Klein.
I thought Kelly Klein was great.
I did too.
She's, you know, spoilers, right? You know, our first Women of Honor champion.
Yeah. That's like 2 years down the road yet still, isn't it? Maybe we'll book our own Women of Honor before they do, so. 17?
2017, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ray Lynn got it in about 13, 14 seconds of offense, but basically Kelly Klein pretty much dominates. There were
spots where she was just like shoving her. Like, it wasn't even like a move. It was just, she's like just shoving her to the ground.
Yeah, Kelly Klein dominates, taps her out, and pretty sure.
Like a guillotine choke type maneuver.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, at the conclusion of the match, Veda says she's got to go.
Yeah, Veda.
Because she just wanted to scout the other Women of Honor, which is kind of a curious thing. It's like, because there's not really a consistent Women of Honor wrestling, whatever have you. So it's like, so what is she scouting? Is she going to have a match in like 6 months and she wants to see who she might be wrestling?
Yeah, a lot of start stopping. So I just wonder what Delirious's booking of women's wrestling is, really. So
maybe that was one of Steven Richards' ideas before.
After that, the match I thought was a curtain jerker when Will and I were talking pre-production. I do apologize for that. Adam Cole versus Will Ferrara.
Listen, Tom, Kelly Klein Ray Lynn match went 1 minute and 11 seconds.
That's it.
So that's a blink and you miss it kind of match.
Oh, I thought it went a little bit longer.
Nope. Yeah. It was, Tom, it was legit about a minute.
Wow. Huh. Yeah.
And this one was a little longer. We got Adam Cole, Bebe, Will Ferrara. I pointed out in pre-production, one of the rare instances where we get a match where Will Ferrara is not grossly oversized by his opponent to a similar stature here.
Yeah, because, I mean, Adam Cole is such a big personality.
He seems bigger.
Yeah.
But he's not.
I'm trying to think. I've seen him, and, well, I mean, I saw him at NXT twice. He was at War Games, but I was so, God, that was such a fucking shit show. And I think there's a possibility that I was actually sitting next to former Bread Club host Kieran for NXT War Games. I should probably ask Matt about that one these days, but, yeah, so no offense to Will Ferrara.
No, listen, Adam Cole is 5'11". I'm barely 5'11", so I am.
It's not 5 foot, really?
That it, On Cage Match, Adam Cole's billed as being 5'11".
He's my height?
Apparently.
Bullshit.
See, I'd say you're taller.
I think he's like 5'8".
Nope.
Well, anyway, so listen, no offense to either. I mean, we do appreciate both these guys, but this is your curtain jerker for one of your big matches.
I mean, it was fine. It was a good showing.
Yeah, I mean, not bad.
Will Ferrara looked good in it, right? A little tit for tat.
Yeah, and I don't mean, you know, Captain Obvious here. I don't mean to state the obvious, but Adam Cole is obviously. I just said obvious 14 times in one sentence.
There was a couple spots where I'm like, maybe they're going to give it to Will Ferrara.
There,
Adam Cole's kind of spinning his wheels right now. It's kind of, you know, coming off the heels of the Kyle O'Reilly thing, which we're still mentioning. We haven't seen the full fallout of that. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we cover TV next week.
Yeah. Mid-match, they do mention that Steve Corino's making an announcement in Kalamazoo. I have lots of questions on that we will address a little bit later. I still hate spitting spots. I hated spitting spots before the pandemic, and I will hate spitting spots after the pandemic.
See, it sounds like you don't like to be cool.
I guess not.
That dude made a whole shtick about spinning an apple into people's faces.
Well, that's different. It's food.
So just spitting is a problem, but if you're spitting food, it's fine.
It's less of a problem, we'll say.
I don't know. If somebody took a big old bite of like a Slim Jim and they spat a partially chewed Slim Jim at you, you'd probably feel different.
Yeah. But like Will, you know, Adam Cole was meditating in the middle of the match. I thought that was kind of fun. But like Will mentioned, Ferrar, I thought, had it a couple times. But then Cole switches gears and hits the Brainbuster. Thankfully, it was not the fucking Florida Key. He's been using that Brainbuster a lot more. But Adam Cole gets a very important win. He's got to start getting some momentum here after the big feud. But Will, any additional thoughts on Adam Cole versus our probably at least co-leader for Breakout Star of 2015, Will Ferrara?
I would say that this match definitely felt like it was more in service to Will Ferrara than anything else.
Yeah, a good way to get him,
getting him the reps in. He's not at the point, right, where you're like, oh, maybe, like I said, I thought they might give it to him.
Yeah. You know, because I don't think outside of the top prospect tournament, which, by the way, Will, top prospect tournament 2016 is coming up. They did mention a couple people. I think I know who wins that already, but we'll leave it at that.
I probably do, too. I'd have to see the bracket, though.
Is this someone that looks to retire a lot?
I mean, that could be anybody.
Oh, okay. Then
Didn't CM Punk already leave Ring of Honor a long time ago?
Yeah. We'll talk about
that. Near.
Yeah, you'll have to subscribe to our Never Gonna Have a Patreon to figure out when Will and I are texting about that.
Ooh, are you thinking it's Leo Rush?
Well, yeah.
Was Leo Rush in 2016 Ring of Honor?
Yeah, I think so.
Son of a bitch, I didn't know that.
Well, I don't know if I want to double check. We may have to edit that part out.
We're gonna get there
soon. But next we have a tag team match. Technically, obviously, the returning very hot All Night Express versus
it is supposed to be a tag team match. This was billed as being All Night Express versus Milwaukee's Finest, Silas Young, Beer City Bruiser.
But it was
Silas says he wants them to be men. He wants to give them the opportunity to wrestle this match. So Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young sit down in commentary for a beer.
They do like to drink while they're on. Yeah. That is their thing. So
they do like to drink. And then, you know, the boys don't amount a whole lot of offense against the All Night Express. So Silas gets involved, shoves the boys out of the way. This does not spur the Bruce City Bruiser to get up from his seat. he's like, no, it's fine. All part of the plan so he can jump them from behind.
Which worked. I do love they had to free the boy.
This match should have been thrown out.
Yeah.
This was some Rick Knox level letting shit fly.
Yeah, it was basically four on two. But I did love they had to free the boys chant. That was awesome. Silas on commentary, like I said, I mean, I know we're a little biased, but really someone should have him like as a commentator somewhere. He was real, I mean, he's very knowledgeable. He's really good at what he does. He's well spoken. Very
he's
like
got a great mustache.
Got a great mustache. A la, you know, Jesse the Body, I think would be pretty good. So but at one point the boys do hit a nice double drop kick. Yeah, and then they start celebrating, and Silas is like, no. Yeah, basically, like Will had mentioned, Silas uses the boys as a distraction. Basically, Bruiser comes in. And at one point, Kevin Kelly calls it the Famouser. But Anax has their variation of their finisher for the win. And All In Express on a roll, Will.
Yeah.
They did pin, I believe, Bruiser, right?
Did they?
Thought so. I mean, they had four people to choose from.
I think you're right.
But after that, Will.
Silas Young not too happy.
No. You know, drags the boys basically by the ear, but it's not the last time we'll see the boys, but we'll leave that up for a little bit later. But this is where the podcast. Well, the podcast and the pay-per-view kind of takes a turn for the interest.
For the worse here.
We love Caprice Coleman. Like I said, one, you know, I mentioned on the Twitter machine, actually Caprice Coleman actually did say thank you to me. I thought that was rather nice of him.
Caprice Coleman is great. I don't know what the fuck he's doing right now.
No.
And the primo audio from Dayton, Ohio, you couldn't understand a goddamn thing he said in this promo.
Yeah. I know where he ends up before he goes comic, but you know, but it's Caprice Coleman, former guest of the Shining Wizards Network, always rocking a Shining Wizards t-shirt versus Samson Walker.
Brittany asked me why he had a towel on his head when he came out. I'm like, I don't know, Brittany. I couldn't tell you.
He's trying to do his best.
Kind of like a Taz impression.
Yeah. Listen, I've got on my note here. Caprice, one of my favorite Shining Wizards podcast favorite guests. Samson Walker is not. They did talk that Walker had a run in Puerto Rico. I wonder what that would look like. I bet you that'd be kind of. I mean, they like their big guys down there, so maybe
it was just a weird. Like the vibe was weird. The opening promo was weird. It sounded like he was talking about NWA, and like. I don't know. It's so weird. I texted the group. I was like, this Caprice Coleman thing is weird. And it's another one where like Samson Walker is going for like weapons. It's like, why are you going for weapons?
Yeah. And in the end, Walker introduced the chair, but Caprice gets a snake roll up. And on commentary, they say it's a surprising win. I'm like, I think it would definitely be surprising if Samson Walker beat the, you know, the man is Caprice Coleman, but, Will, I'm just going to ask you in hopes that you don't have any additional thoughts on this match. Do you have any additional thoughts on
no.
this?
No, let's keep going through. Actually, there is a highlight to the next. Actually, you know, it was a small dip because the next match was all right.
Really good. Actually, I mean, super solid.
But before this match, so this show is kind of a chop shop. Tom and I were really trying to figure this out because it almost felt like there's no way this was just like one show.
Yeah.
The way they slapped stuff together really felt like, I don't know, so weird. So Bobby Cruz, so leading up to this, BJ Whitmer was on commentary.
Oh yeah.
At this break, Bobby Cruz is in the ring. Puts over the man who helped get me involved in Ring of Honor, and you know, we all love him. He can't be a commentator, but it doesn't mean he can't be a ring announcer. And we bring out Steve Corino, They to say, do ring announcing for the following contest.
Yeah, and we talked about it. They meant to call him Steve Corino on commentary, but then the little graphics of King Corino. But yeah, so Steve Corino's the ring announcer. He's not, I don't know. You know, we're going to see how this Corino saga unfolds. Will knows.
Yeah, so
I am very, very curious.
Steve Corino on introduces the talent for Michael Elgin versus Donovan Dijak. And after this match, Steve Corino goes away.
Yeah. But we do have the Nana on commentary.
Yes, Prince Nana is on commentary. Taylor Hendricks is at ringside. Hot dog. She wasn't wearing pants, and it was distracting because it wasn't like she was wearing like a scantily outfit. It legit looked like something where she was supposed to be wearing pants, but she wasn't.
Yeah.
So very distracting in multiple ways. Tom, is Donovan Dijak the biggest disappointment of 2015?
Wow. Are you reading my notes?
What notes?
Yeah. By far.
I feel like they brought him in with hype, right? Like we saw the Future of Honor match where he beat up Stokely. And then he wrestled Moose.
Then he wins the Top Prospect Tournament.
He won the Top Prospect Tournament, right? He beat Will Ferrara. He beat Ashley Six. He beat the weird Samoan Spike guy. Dalton Castle got bounced out of this tournament. And he aligned himself with the House of Truth and just kind of became a nothing.
Yeah. Never took his title shot. You know.
No, he joined the House of Truth.
But he looks super solid in this. I mean, Dijak's big problem is he can wrestle big guys, but he can't really wrestle believable matches against smaller opponents. I mean, obviously, if you see Dijak in all of his matches with Keith Lee are fucking a legend.
Yeah.
With Jeff Cobb.
They ran it back in NXT.
Yeah. And this is no exception. You know, at one point, Dijak actually threw Michael Elgin. That is not something you see every day well.
No, Dijak's a big boy.
Yeah, and Elgin actually screaming at one point. Like I said, I don't think I've ever actually heard Elgin vocalize in a match before. Dijak hits a slingshot. Not bad. But, in, you know, this I don't have a lot of notes.
Elgin, big stalling suplex in this match.
Yeah.
Probably the biggest stalling suplex.
Yeah, because Dijak's, what, 6'8"? He's a big dude. He's not vertically challenged, as the kids like to say. I don't have a lot of notes on this match. I'm just going to go right to the finish, unless you got something, Will. But this match, and I don't have a lot of notes on this match, unlike the match before, because this match is really good.
Yeah, it was the sequence to wind it down was really this match had you on your toes. I mean, especially after the kind of ho hum. You know, no slight to Adam Cole, Will Ferrara, but you know that these first, you know, you got a squash, you got Adam Cole and the enhancement talent to the stars right now. Yeah. ANX was in a goofy semi storyline related segment with, you know, with the boys, whatever the hell Caprice Coleman said and did with Samson Walker.
Yeah, this is a nice refresher.
Yeah.
But in the end, actually, it's funny. I have, you know, it was a suplex off top rope, but my notes actually switched it to duplex because it doesn't recognize the word suplex. I just left that in my notes.
Yeah, German suplex off the top rope.
Into a back fist, into a spinning power bomb. So obviously, he kind of misses the buckle bomb here. Ends a super solid match, and we get a code of honor, actually. And Truth Martini begrudgingly let it go. You know, I hope they run this back. You know, it was good to see. You know, Dijak, when he's wrestling someone his size, can show up and show out. So, so after the high of that match, Will, we get Shaheem Ali versus, I'm just going to keep saying Jay Diesel.
No, his name is now Joey DiDiego.
Also, actually, it was even Joey, not even Jay, huh?
Joey Diego.
You can say that if you want. I'm just gonna keep saying Jay Diesel.
Well, it was Joey Diesel Diego. So the idea of the name change was kind of to refresh Jay Diesel. He wanted to embrace more like his family name, whatever. But of course, Truth Martini asked Tom, "Who's your daddy?" It's
Yeah.
Joey Diego.
Really? Yeah. A lot of who's your daddy?
They dragged this out a long time, and Diesel looked super uncomfortable. He kept looking down. He was not trying to size up Shaheem Ali like at all.
Yeah, it was I don't know. Listen, I remember like when was originally watching because he's with Ali's with Coast to Coast. He's with LSG, right?
He's the one who ends up tagging Coast to Coast. Yep.
Who is Farrar end up tagging with? Was it Rhett Titus? Weren't they the dogs or something like
I think so, yeah.
that? Okay. But yeah, we're getting into 2017. It's only 2015 right now. Yeah, they're talking big talk. Obviously, that Ali's gonna be in the top prospect tournament next year.
Wow, unbelievable.
One.
Will Ferrara's cage match rating is a 4.8.
Really? Wow, people do not know wrestling. Fuck those people. I like Will Ferrara just a little bit more now. Obviously, with the JD's will be now with the House Truth. Obviously, Taylor Hendricks is your girls out there. But dude, the photographer guy out there was kind of creepy. I don't know if you noticed that or not, but he was it was a little off. Yeah, so Diesel's doing a lot of punches, but all of a sudden, like, he was doing like his boxer thing because obviously Gold Glider. But then he like started like wrestling. I was like, what? But a DV or Death Valley Driver and Diesel gets his. I think maybe his first win.
Think so.
Yeah, so an interesting match. We'll just leave it at that. So next we've got Four Corner Survival.
And we have a new voice on commentary.
We do.
The timeless classic combination of Ian Riccaboni and Kevin Kelly
Yeah.
did this pairing did not age well.
No, those two do not like each other in the IRL.
Not anymore.
In this four-way segment, we've got the burgeoning Adam Page versus Cedric Alexander versus a returning Cliff Compton. Was very happy to see Cliff Compton here. Definitely a highlight of this match versus
Yeah, and I
Cheeseburger.
will say it was supposed to be against Cheeseburger, but the night before, which we'll hear reference to later on as well, Cheeseburger suffered a broken hand.
Well, which hand is the million-dollar question, Will? But we'll leave it at that. But I do love, Brutal Bob's the last one to come out. I do love him coming out to Cheeseburger's music.
He comes out Cheeseburger's music. He's got the Cheeseburger t-shirt on with like the line through it. He comes out with whatever the guy's name is. It's supposed to be like his flunky.
Yeah.
He said he knows people are looking forward to seeing Cheeseburger.
But he doesn't
So
care.
he wanted to give them, he wanted to send them home happy. So he said, "What would make you guys hit more happy than seeing me wrestle?"
Oh, did you end up seeing Brutal Bob?
I did not make it to that show, no.
Okay. Not gonna lie, I do love me some Cliff Compton. His promos here were really the highlight of this match. 100%. So, a lot of fun moves. Interference topped off with a Choté from the aforementioned Cheeseburger and
Yeah, Cheeseburger runs out, hits the palm strike on Brutal Bob.
Cliff Compton gets the win with a roll-up. Honestly, I kind of want a little bit more.
Tom, three out of the four guys in this match didn't even take their t-shirts off until like three quarters of the way into this match.
I mentioned Cedric Alexander's also in this match.
Yes, he was there.
Yeah, I kind of want a little bit more out of this. You know, I'm glad Cliff Compton's back. Like I said, he was supposed to be on a couple shows
All right,
previously.
this is so strange. This card, this is around the point in the card where I was like, this is a weird show. Like, not to mention that there was six total people who touched the commentary desk.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's like the way stuff was like chopped together. It's like, was this all in one go?
This is supposed to be your
Because
surprise.
remember how we talked about it was All-Star Extravaganza? They advertised was like two nights. So we speculated, like, oh, are we gonna get two nights? And we didn't. But this has been so weird.
But we do find out it's going to be Cheeseburger versus Brutal Bob at Final
Final
Battle.
battle.
Which I thought, I mean, they still have, well, I suppose it's under 2 months. And I think I mentioned it last week, but Final Battle is in Philadelphia this year here of 2015. So,
Philadelphia, let's go.
but Will, pregnant pause here, done on purpose for effect. This next match, however,
The next two matches.
the last two matches made up for
You
a lot
told
of.
me. You told me the last two matches redeemed the show. If you had told me the team of War Machine was sitting in Gorilla talking to the team of the Briscoes and said, "Man, this show kind of sucks. We gotta give this crowd something." Boy, did they.
Yeah.
They came out swinging. Like,
Literally.
there's people you know who work stiff. And you know the Briscoes are a team who probably just says lay it in. War Machine's probably a team that just says lay it in. Tom, they were from the jump stiff as shit. I said it in pre-production. You said I got to say it on the main line. This match was so stiff. How stiff was it?
Shit, I missed my cue, my bad.
This match should have had a Blue Chew ad smack dab in the middle. That's how stiff this was.
Maybe I'll throw one in there.
Blue Chew, if you want to sponsor us, please. We'll take whatever.
Yeah.
We groceries are getting expensive. Buy us dinner.
Yeah, it's funny, everything's getting expensive.
Get us a Happy Meal or something.
Yeah. Well, a couple things before we get into the match here. I guess the million-dollar question here, Will, is have you ever been to a redneck kung fu dojo?
I have not. When there's no sanctioned dojos where I'm from.
And I think one of these days, Will, we should actually literally, like, legitimately make a pilmigrate.
A pilgrimage.
Thank you. The
It's
Sandy Fork.
okay. It's okay, Matt. I got you.
The Sandy Fork, Delaware. I think we should literally do that.
Go down to Laurel, Delaware.
Go see the firehouse. Pay our respects. I need to bust out my Sandy Fork versus Everybody DVD. I haven't watched it in forever. So just.
I haven't posted pictures of this because it's down in my car still, but my buddy Joe went through all his DVDs and gave me a big old box of Ring of Honor DVDs.
Nice. Yeah, Matt always used to hook me up with Ring of Honor DVDs and my box of wizardry, so I always appreciated that. So but I mean
Me
Sandy,
too.
actually I think that Sandy Fork versus Everybody and the Green Briscoes. I should bust on my Green Briscoes t-shirt. I've worn that forever. Were my two first things of Ring of Honor merchandise, but
Your green Briscoe shirt?
yeah. Just says them boys on there with them on there, so
I've got the camo one that came out towards the end. Because there
nice.
was also an ad. This was the other thing. There was the Ring of Honor merchandise ad. That you know when they plug in like the episodes of TV. But it was in the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Remember when you go to ROHWrestling.com
And you could buy merch.
and you could buy merch? Or if you were a member of Honor Club, you had a first priority, you got first dibs and a discount.
Yeah, I do remember.
Remember when Ring of Honor was really good?
I do.
We're watching it right now.
But on to this match. Holy shit. I say it a lot, but Rose offense is so fucking crisp and so fucking deadly. I just love Rey Monroe. He is so good. Just crazy strong. At one point, Hanson picks up Jay by the head, hits a deadlift suplex. Once again, put duplex in the lane in some crazy driver. Then Jay gets the path of resistance treatment, but Mark makes a save. Then a Jay Driller ends a great match, and there were so many moves in here that I just skipped over. There's too much to say.
Yeah, he did a super Jay Driller, and it got broken up.
Yeah. You know, they decapitated Jay at one point. With that path of resistance they have. So, I'm so glad we get sorely to get to the four of these a bit more, obviously, in the next 2 or 3 years. But, well, I think, obviously, we've seen this match a couple times. I think so far this has by far been their best match. And I think you might legitimately be right. You're like, I could just see Jay stalking in Gorilla, just being pissed off at what Ring of Honor is putting out as a product and saying, hey, guys, we need to step it up. And they sure shit did. So, yeah. Definitely very, very glad to have them boys versus War Machine. But Will,
our main it's time event. For our main event. I didn't catch. So, was AJ Styles supposed to be in this match?
Yeah, and the question was, he supposed to be on the challengers or the all-stars or the champion side?
Because there's something about concussions or whatever.
And then ACH was supposed to be in the match, but he had a
concussion. That's who it was. ACH was supposed to be in the match.
Yeah.
Well, it's because, was AJ Styles going to be in it? Because if you're watching TV, the Ring of Honor heavyweight champion and the TV champion are the one and the same. But lo and behold, Tom.
The night before.
Spoiler alert for if you're just watching TV. Roddy Strong picks up the win.
We don't know where. We don't.
Well, we do. We know it's the night before.
Yeah, but we don't know where they were the night before, though. Unless they're in Kalamazoo. I don't know. Maybe that's what they're talking about. Their TV taping in Kalamazoo.
Is that near Ohio?
Yeah. I mean, Dayton's kind of central Ohio, but yeah, Kalamazoo, Michigan's not that. I mean, Kalamazoo's only 45 minutes
north. It's a fun place to say.
It is.
It's no Rancho Cucamonga, California.
My dad used to lived in Kalamazoo. My parents first split up, and he lived down the block from. You're too old. You're probably too young for this, but when the National Choir said that Elvis was working at Burger King, my dad worked right by that Burger King. But it's champions versus All Stars, so it's obviously the Kingdom, who are the tag team champions, and Jay Lethal, who is now just the world champion. And Roderick Strong versus The Addiction, Dalton Castle, and Moose. Now, I wonder which one of these guys wasn't supposed to be in the match.
I think they said Dalton wasn't supposed to be in the match.
No offense to ACH. We love ACH, but gosh darn, I'm glad Dalton was a replacement because, spoiler alert, this may not have been Dalton Castle's really coming out party, but it was pretty fucking close.
He had a great showing. Even watching this on like a double speed or I did to make sure I got it in time.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He was pulling out the stops.
Yeah. And we did forget to mention
that the crowd loves Dalton Castle.
Well, they should. AJ Styles was on the call here.
Yeah, he joined. He said at the end of his promo, he's going to enjoy the match from right here at ringside with his buddy Kevin Kelly.
And I believe that. Final battle is supposed to be AJ versus Jay Lethal.
No, isn't it? Oh, no, that's right. He's got a match against Adam Cole coming up,
yeah, on TV. But they kind of they didn't. That's not an official announcement, but that's kind of the way they were making it obvious. But I do want to mention friend of the show, a lot of our good friend Mr. Bobby V in Dalton Castle. The way they act, the way they wrestle. Oh yeah. All kinds of stories here, Will. all kinds of story conversion here. Lethal was in full asshole mode.
I was expecting to play up because it's always can they coexist, right? They do the champions versus all stars. You got your baby faces and your heels are all howling around or whatever. You would think there would have been a little more resentment. Like they played it up a little bit, but you'd think there would have been a little more outward aggression. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. there's some accidental shots later on in the match, but it's like there was nothing like, I don't know. You just feel like they would do something like a little extra, like they're refusing to tag, which yeah. I mean, just the nature of the match, there's long stretches where people just didn't get tagged. I mean, that's, I don't know, Truth or Jay Lethal didn't seem that tore up.
Yeah, and this was an elimination match, which is nice. You know, so usually these are just one fall to a finish. So, and wasn't there something like if you pinned a champion, you get a title shot?
So typically that's what happens at champions versus all-stars. If you are one of the all-stars and you win the match for your team, you get a title shot against whoever the champion is that you pinned.
Okay. I do want to shout out here, Christopher Daniels. This yeah, dude
is... Daniels and Kazarian, big props from AJ Styles.
Yeah. Just Christian is an ageless wonder. I mean, he's, you know, he's in his early 40s here, but I mean, just looks so good.
He looks the same now.
Yeah. But yeah, and listen, yeah, it was nice that AJ did shout out him and Kazarian. Obviously, they've got some history. You know, together, but I do watch, I did not see the match, but I do like how AJ and John Cena actually shouted out Christopher Daniels in their match using, I think, probably the One Winged Angel, I'd assume. Or not the One Winged Angel, whatever.
Angel's Wings?
Yeah. I think that's so. All that talent in the ring, and Dalton, yeah, and obviously, or so all the talent in that ring, and like we mentioned earlier, Dalton Castle gets the biggest pop of everybody.
People love Dog Castle.
They do. There's one point where Castle throws Lethal onto the outside. Then Roddy kicks them to the outside. It throws Lethal to the outside. Moose catches him. Roddy kicks both them down. And then Dalton dives under Roddy. All to set up Christopher Daniels doing that Arabian rope thingy to knock everyone down. But after that, actually, Kazarian, the first one eliminated. When the Kingdom with their double pile driver, I know even though the pile driver's been, you know, banned.
There's a low blow involved as well.
Yeah. After that,
because remember, no disqualification.
No. Dalton Castle even makes climbing the ropes entertaining. But at one point, CD slingshots Bennett into Taven's balls and rolls him up for the next in elimination. There's one spot where Taven and Castle, they've done this a couple times, that tombstone reversal thing when they reverse.
That last one where Dalton like adjusts him while he's holding him up and then just like drops to the tombstone.
Yeah.
Very funny to watch on a faster speed.
Yeah. And then AJ's like, oh, I saw that on the internet. And I was like, oh,
okay. No, they said it was two girls.
Yeah. But then best moonsault ever against Taven's Knight. Then we get Christopher Daniels, Roddy, and Turner in a great job of pin reversals as they're kind of rolling around the match. And, you know, shout out to Paul Turner, you know, slapping the one, you know, following everything. So I love that. But Roddy Breaker, backbreaker eliminates CD. The tag teams were obviously eliminated first. The boys come out to support Dalton.
Yeah, the crowd gets wild because the boys come down. They're all excited. And then Silas follows them down.
Oh.
Drags them away.
But after that...
the crowd chants, thanks for coming.
Did they really? I missed that. Yeah. That's awesome. Then I have a damn it. We have some interference here from Truth Martini and Hendrix. In a lethal injection, Dalton Castle's eliminated. And yeah, then, so
is the distraction need for the ref needed? There's no disqualification.
You know, I guess.
Listen, if Taylor Hendricks wants to jump up and start jumping up and down, no complaints on my end. But it's like, it was one of those things where it's like, why are they distracting the referee if there's no disqualification?
Yeah.
Just do it. The ref knows you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, but the world champion pins Dalton Castle. And then kind of short order, a sick kick eliminates Moose. Moose didn't last very long, obviously by himself, but no chance.
Moose just took a bunch of big hits. Well, Roddy dodged the spear, which took Jay Lethal out of the match. And then Roddy hit like three knees and then the sick kick. And then the winner of the match is Roderick Strong and also Jay Lethal.
Yeah. So the two.
But when Bobby Cruz announced it, he was like, Roderick Strong with like a lot of the gusto and Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal's laid out on ringside.
Yeah.
And then they both get in the ring. Roddy and Lethal, they're holding the belts up to each other. But AJ Styles gets in the ring, gets in both guys' faces, but mostly Jay Lethal's face. Because we have the looming heavyweight title match.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that's going down at Final Battle, maybe? So it's not been announced, but Will, do the Michael Elgin War Machine, Michael Elgin versus Dijak, War Machine versus the Briscoes, and Champions versus All-Star not make this show the worst show of the year?
I don't know. Would you say Elgin Dijak is worth going back to later? I feel like Briscoe's War Machine could be.
Definitely.
So then you kind of ask yourself, is one match enough to carry the whole card?
I mean, WWE does it all the time, but yeah.
All right, and we also don't watch WWE, so.
It's true. I think so. I think, you know, off the top of my head, I don't think it's the worst show of the year. There's one or two different, like, but I mean,
I think it's going to be one of the worst pay per view of the year.
Yeah, the fact that this is even one of their quote unquote big four, maybe. So
right, it was billed as like a big deal. It just felt really odd.
Yeah. So, but I really enjoyed at least the last two matches. I mean, shout out to Tour Machine, to Briscoes for sure.
Champions versus All Stars is always fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that four-way match really kind of, if it wasn't for Cliff Compton, that match was
really is again weird. It's like, why is Cliff Compton here winning matches?
Yeah. Yeah, like you said, the rotating commentary desk didn't help either.
It would have been one thing if they just announced, like, hey, Carino's out, so we're going to kind of rotate commentators.
Yeah.
But, like, they didn't really announce it. It's like, oh, so-and-so's at the commentary desk. And we didn't get Bobby Fish on for commentary. Caprice didn't come back for commentary.
Yeah.
But big fan of Ian Riccoboni on the call, though.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. So, but definitely the worst paper really. I mean, this is almost like a WWE PLE where it's like, you know, I'm thankful I didn't pay for it, but we got some things to look forward to. You know, I don't think this is Dalton Castle's coming out party per se quite yet, but we're getting pretty fucking close.
He's insanely over. Insanely over.
And insanely talented. And insanely strong.
Deceptively strong. Because he's not... Like, he's got muscles, right? But he's not, like...
Muscular.
Toned and cut.
Yeah.
But he's deadlifting people. He's doing, like, the gut-wrench stuff. He's... you know, the tombstone, like adjusting while he's already holding the guy to like position him right.
It'll be a lot of fun to watch be Dalton Castle versus Raymond Rowe.
Maybe we'll get it.
Well, it's funny, yeah, because I said one of my favorite matches actually is Dalton and the War Boys.
Yep. The show that ended a bit on The Shining Wizards.
Yeah, sure did.
They really did not like that show.
I don't get it. I really, you know.
I can't wait for us to get there because I got to see if the hate is deserved or not.
Yeah, we're actually only a year and a half away, actually almost exactly. So, yeah, that was April 27th. So, it's October 29th as we are recording. But, Will, I appreciate my friend. Any final plugs, any final thoughts here before we pull a train into the proverbial station here?
Final thoughts. I've already watched one of the episodes of TV we're covering next week, so I'm curious to see what the second one, you know, because we kind of speculate, like, are we going to get an inevitable go home to what the show is going to be? Do we not see the match between Roger Strong and Jay Lethal? You'd think they got to show that.
I would imagine that might have happened in Kalamazoo, because they keep mentioning Kalamazoo on the show a couple times. So I'll have to go back and watch, like someone say, on the road. So, yeah, interesting. This is kind of a dud show, but it does not deter me. It wasn't Fighting February bad. It's not going to end the podcast. We're looking for some fun stuff going forward. Yeah, I mean, if you get a chance, definitely watch out that Briscoe's War Machine match. Listen, I'm excited we get to see that at least a couple more times here in the future. So,
well, my only thanks should be thank you to Tom. Thanks to Faith. Thanks to Brittany. Thanks to the people who are tuned in. Thanks to the people who have listened to more than one episode. And thank you in advance if this is your first and you decide for some reason you want to listen to the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, we appreciate that. Shout out to our cats.
And shouts out to Kyle. Kyle always tags us in his posts every week. April Mump's a good time. A lot of our friends have been on it. We've been on it.
Yeah. Hopefully
we've bumped.
We have bumped on the hardest part of the ring, so. But yeah, we'll see all the high fivers next week.
This is the beginning of the end right here. Oh no! Jay Triller!
Reach for the sky, boy.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
We miss you, Jay.